Food poisoning. Foodborne germs, bacteria, parasites, viruses can grow very quickly in foods left at room temperature for more than 2 hours. Food poisoning can happen just a few hours after consuming contaminated food. Some symptoms are nausea, vomiting, stomach cramps, diarrhea, and fever. Food poisoning can be serious. Do not prepare food for others if you are feeling sick or have any type of respiratory illness or infection. Some people are at a higher risk for food poisoning. These groups include adults age 65 and older, children younger than age 5, people whose immune systems are weakened by health conditions or medicines used to treat them, including people with diabetes, liver or kidney disease, HIV/AIDS, or cancer, pregnant women. Food poisoning is preventable. If at any time during the preparing, cooking process, you are uncertain of something or think a food poisoning situation may have occurred, don't hesitate to get help from your local poison control center. Call 1-800-222-1222. We value the expertise of our partners in safety who have demonstrated their commitment to inclusive, healthy communities. Portions of this resource have been adapted from the New Jersey Poison Information and Education System, www.njpies.org. The information contained in Living Safely with Disabilities and Special Health Needs, Living Safely, is provided for educational and informational purposes only. The content contains general information and may not reflect a person's individual needs or current legal developments or information. Children's Specialized Hospital makes no guarantee, either communicated or implied, about the accuracy, application, appropriateness, or completeness of the information within Living Safely or at any other website to which it is linked. Children's Specialized Hospital specifically relinquishes all liability with respect to any person's action, taken or not taken, based upon any or all of the information or other contents from Living Safely. This initiative was funded in part by an Inclusive Healthy Communities grant from the Division of Disability Services, New Jersey Department of Human Services.